2003年
Year 2003.
是我爸爸去世的周四节年去世。
My father passed away that year.
所以呢，我就从美国回去香港。
So I returned to Hong Kong from the States.
我参加他安息礼拜以后呢，我们全家人就坐在一起。
So after the burial, we sat together.
就是听我爸爸留给我们的遗嘱啊。
So we sat around and listened to the will that my father had left with us.
其实呢，我家呢是一个很平凡的一个家。
And my family is a very ordinary family.
我爸爸是在市场里面卖鱼的。
My father was a merchant selling fish in a supermarket.
不是 supermarket， 你知道中国人的市场是怎么样啊？
Street market。
对，我妈妈这一边呢是卖菜的。
My mother was selling vegetables on one side。
但是呢，当我们听我爸爸的遗嘱的时候呢，我发觉呢，他其实留下不小的遗产给我们。
And after listening to the will from my father, we learned that he actually left us with a lot of inheritance.
那么我就明白，怪不得我从小从来没有见过我爸爸买一件衣服给自己了。
Then I understood why my father never bought anything new clothes for himself.
其实他从来也没有去旅行呢。
He never traveled.
他唯一旅行呢，就是我们来到美国念书以后呢，他会有的时候会过来看我们的。
The only kind of travel that he did was after we came to the United States that he would come and visit us.
他把他人生里面最好的留给我们。
And he left with us the best thing that he had to offer.
创世记48-50章呢是雅各的遗嘱。
And the will from Jacob is recorded in chapters 48 through 50 in the book of Genesis.
当时呢，雅各已经活到147岁。
At that time, Jacob was 147 years old.
他们全家搬到埃及，住住已经17年了。
At that time, his entire family had moved to Egypt and lived there for 17 years.
他就在他快要去世之前呢，就把他的儿子叫来。把他最后的话告诉他们。
And just before he died, he gathered all his sons in front of him, and he passed on his last words.
他也把他人生最宝贵的东西呢，交给他的儿子。
He also passed on what was the most precious things from him.
所以呢，我们今天就要来看一看雅各的遗嘱呢，包括什么呢
？So today we want to start looking at Jacob's will, exactly what's included in there.
第一个问题呢，就是雅各他最宝贵的东西是什么呢
？So first question is what was the most precious item to Jacob？
如果你比较一般人的遗嘱跟雅各的遗嘱呢，它有一个分别。
If you compare a normal will versus one from Jacob, the one from Jacob, there is one difference.
你知道是什么
？Do you know what the difference is？
他的遗嘱里面没有钱的。
There's no money associated with Jacob's will.
你要知道啊，雅各其实他是一个很有钱的一个人啊。
You must know by now that Jacob himself was actually a very wealthy man.
圣经告诉我们呢，他是一个很出色的一个牧羊人。
The Bible had told us that he's an extraordinary shepherd.
他的外父呢，就是因为他雅各的原因呢，成为一个富翁。
And his own father-in-law became rich because of Jacob's.
所以呢，还有呢，圣经告诉我们，雅各他跟他哥哥重逢的时候呢，就是送礼物呢，已经送了550只的牲畜。
And the Bible has also told us that when he was reunited with his own brother, he was able to offer a gift that's worthy of 550 heads of herd.
那么他安顿在埃及最肥沃的一个地方叫歌山的时候呢，你可以想象他的财产到他年老的时候呢，一定是很多。
And and the fact that he lived in the most fertile ground in Egypt, you can imagine that by the time he was about to die, his wealth must have really increased.
但是你发觉当雅各他可以说把他儿子叫来的时候呢，他没有提到他的财产。
So, but however, when he gathered his sons in front of him, he did not talk about his wealth.
为什么？
Why do you think?
不是因为他没有钱。
Not because he's short on money.
因为钱在他眼中呢，并不宝贵。
But only because that money was not valuable in his eyes.
我不知道你为了你的儿女预备了什么。
I don't know what you might have prepared for your own children.
我知道呢，有一些父母呢，他儿女出生这一天呢，就为他们储钱，预备他念大学了。
And I know parents sometimes would start putting money aside for college fund the day that the child is born.
有一些人呢，为他女儿呢，一早就预备嫁妆。
In some cases, families will prepare dowries for their daughters in a very early age.
因为如果她嫁给美国人呢，是女嫁给的嘛。
Because if they married American families, it's customary that the girl's family should offer the dowry.
所以呢，其实他们都把他们人生里面觉得最重要的为他们儿女预备。
So it's customary that everybody usually prepares what's the most important things, leave them behind to their children.
因为我们觉得钱呢，就是最宝贵、最可靠。
And a lot of times we think money is the most valuable, the most dependable item.
但是其实我们都知道，其实钱一点都不可靠。
But we should all know that money is not that dependable.
有一句话就是金钱永远不睡觉的。
There's a saying that the money never sleeps.
你知道为什么他这样子说？
Do you know why they say that?
就是讲到钱呢，很不可靠的。
And that's the point with that saying is that the money is not dependable at all.
所以他警告我们呢，你睡觉的时候你要小心呢，要不然这个钱呢就跑掉了。
So what that means, the money never sleeps, means that even when you're sleeping, you need to be very careful. Because the money can walk away by himself.
所以这个就是为什么雅各没有在他的遗嘱里面呢，包括他的财产。
And that's the exact reason why Jacob did not include any monetary items in his will.
因为他觉得这些东西其实都不重要。
Because he understood that none of these things were important.
那么什么事情对他来说是最宝贵呢？
But what is exactly very valuable to him?
那么我们就可以从四十八章里面刚刚念的这一段第三到第四节呢，里面你找到答案。
And then we can find the answer of what is valuable to Jacob in the verses we read today, especially verses 3 and 4.
第三节说，雅各对约瑟说：“全能的神曾在迦南地的路是向我显现，赐福给我，对我说：我必使你生养众多，成为多民，又。”要把这地赐给你的后裔，永远为业。
Verses 3, Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and there he blessed me and said to me, I'm going to make you fruitful and will increase your numbers. I will make you a community of peoples, and I will give this land as an everlasting possession to your descendants after you.
我相信呢，大家我们一同看创世纪呢，已经。超过一年的时间了。
I know that we have been looking at the book of Genesis for over a year now.
所以如果你看这个神对雅各的应许的时候呢，你应该很熟悉。
So when you see this promise from God to Jacob, it should be familiar to you.
就是讲到呢，他会生养众多，成为一个大的国家。
And that is once again talking about Jacob is going to be very fruitful and is going to be become a community of peoples.
还有就是呢，神应许他呢，他会得到这个迦南地为他的基业。
And God has also promised him that he would receive the land of Canaan as his possession.
只是这两个应许呢，是曾经 在创世纪十五章里面呢，神对亚伯拉罕，这是雅各的爷爷所说的。
And these are the very same two promises that God had given to Abraham in chapter 15 of Genesis, who is the father, the grandfather of Jacob.
也同样的应许呢，神也对雅各的爸爸，就是以撒所，在二十六章里面曾经这样子说。
And the same promises were also given to Jacob's father, Isaac, in chapter 26.
以撒也是这样子祝福雅各，雅各。
And Isaac also blessed Jacob the very same way.
神两次向雅各显现的时候，在这个路士，就是我们现在通常叫他是伯特利的这个地方，也是讲到这两个应许。
So when God appeared to Jacob at this place Luz, which nowadays we call Bethlehem, it's also with the same two promises.
对雅各来说，神的应许就是最宝贵。
So to Jacob, the most valuable things in his life are the promises from God.
但是你发觉呢，其实从亚伯拉罕开始到雅各，他从来没有见过这两个应许完全的实现。
But if you think about it, all this time from Abraham to Jacob, these two promises have not been truly fulfilled.
以色列还没成为一个国家。
Israel at that time had not become a nation.
迦南地不是他们的产业。
And the land of Canaan did not belong to them. At the time,
事实上，当时他们是住在埃及。
At that time, they actually only lived in Egypt.
为什么雅各还是这么宝贵神这两个应许呢？
So why did Jacob treasure these two promises from God?
为什么他把他的遗产给他的儿子的时候，就是提到这些事情？
So why did he mention only these two things when he was giving his children his inheritance?
因为他相信这两个应许是必定成就的。
Only because he believed that these two promises will be fulfilled.
如果你把所有这些应许在创世纪里面比较的时候，你发觉呢，在四十八章里面呢，雅各是加了一句话的。
If you compare these two promises throughout these chapters in the book of Genesis, you will see that Jacob added a statement in there.
就是最后的这一句话，讲到永远为业。
And that is this phrase in verse 4, that says that this will become an everlasting possession.
这个证明雅各在他心目中，虽然他死了，他还没见到这个应许，但是他知道他的子孙有一天必定得到神的应许。
Because upon his death, Jacob, even though he has not seen these two promises, this particular promise being fulfilled, but he believes in his heart that this one day will become true for his descendants.
雅各觉得钱是暂时的，但是神的应许却是永恒的。
Jacob believes that money is only temporary, but God's promise is everlasting.
我有的时候问自己，其实我也知道这是神的应许是永恒的，钱是暂时的，但是为什么我还是觉得钱怎么重要呢？
Well, sometimes I would ask myself, I know from a knowledge standpoint that money is temporary and God's promise is forever, but why do I still put so much emphasis on money?
为什么我没有好像雅各这样子宝贵神的应许到这个地步呢？
Why cannot become like Jacob, who treasured God's promises to such an extent?
那么我们可以找到这个答案呢，就是在十五到十六节里面。
I think the answer lies in verses 15 to 16.
这两节圣经呢，是讲到雅各怎么经历神呢？
These two verses talk about Jacob's experiences with God.
在十五节里面呢，他说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕，和我父以撒所侍奉的神。”
Here in verse 15 said that, May the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked.
他讲到呢，他形容这个神呢，是他的爷爷跟他的父亲，所侍奉的神。
So this God that he's referring to here is a God that his grandfather and his father served.
换句话说，他曾经听过，还有见过他的爷爷跟他的父亲是怎么侍奉这个神的。
In other words, he had heard and witnessed how his grandfather and his father served this God.
你知道，其实呢，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们是三代同堂的，他们是同一个时间是，曾经一直生活在一起的。
So you probably realize that these three people, Abraham, the grandfather, the father, and the son, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, had all lived simultaneously in the same era at one point.
因为亚伯拉罕呢是175岁才死的。
Because Abraham died when he was 175.
他100岁就生他的儿子以撒。
And Isaac was born when he was 100 years old.
以撒是60岁生雅各。
And Jacob was born when Isaac was 60.
所以呢，你可以说亚伯拉罕跟雅各是有15年的时间是同时间出现的。
So you may say that Abraham and Jacob lived with each other for 15 years.
我知道呢，小孩子一定是很爱问问题的哈。
I know children are always very curious.
我想呢，他一定会问他的爷爷跟他的爸爸很多不同的问题。
And I know he would ask many questions. To his grandfather and his father.
好像呢，可能雅各小的时候会问，为什么人家都是住房子，我们是住在帐篷里面呢？
And perhaps Jacob had asked his grandfather, "Hey, how come everyone else is living in a house while we're living in a tent?"
会问他爷爷，为什么你怎么老才生我的爸爸呢？
How come you had my father when you were such an advanced age?
还有会问他爷爷，啊，听说你年轻的时候很厉害，一个人打赢四个王帝的这些长相，可不可以讲来听听呢？
And he might have also approached his grandfather and say, I heard that you were very brave when you were younger. You were able to defeat four kings all by yourself. Can you share that story with me?
还有就是圣经，他会问耶和华以勒是什么意思呢？
And what does it mean that the Lord is...The Lord is our joy. What does that mean?
Okay. 所以这些问题，他们都会讨论呢。
So they will all discuss this particular these sorts of questions.
那么，亚伯拉罕呢，以撒就会告诉他，神是怎么呼召他们出来的。
And Abraham and Isaac probably would share with him how they were called by God in the first place.
神怎么信实到亚伯拉罕一百岁的时候他还可以生孩子呢？
And God was so faithful that he was able to allow Abraham to bear children when he was 100 years old.
这是神怎么保守亚伯拉罕他300多人打赢四个王帝啊？
And that's how Abraham was able to defeat four kings with only 300 people.
还有就是亚伯拉罕当时是怎么献以撒做燔祭的时候呢，神供应他们拯救他们的。
And also how Abraham was God was able to help Abraham when Abraham was willingly offering Isaac as burnt offering.
我们知道父母其实对儿女的影响很大的。
So from these we know that parents can have a great deal of influence on children.
我妈妈呢，我小的时候，我妈妈常常告诉我一件事情。
And when I was younger, my mother would often tell me one thing.
她说，你爸爸很爱我的。
That my father would love her very much.
她就会告诉我一些小事情。
And she would tell me the little things.
然后呢，在我的心里面呢，我就希望我长大以后呢，我太太会这样子称赞我。
So in my heart.I had this aspiration that my wife will one day talk about me like that.
因为我爸爸妈妈的榜样呢，就影响我很大。
Because the example set by my parents had a great deal of influence on me.
不单止爸爸妈妈的榜样会影响下一代，就是我们的价值观也影响下一代。
So not just the examples that the parents can have for their children, but the way we value things can also have a great deal of influence.
你知道，其实，在市场里面卖菜卖鱼的人呢，都是我们说，子承父业的。
啊，
就是这个儿子做爸爸的工作，是不是这样子讲？
Okay, for the street vendors that sell vegetables and fish, for example, in the marketplace, it's usually believed that the children will inherit their parents' professions.
但是你知道，我从来，差不多从来没有去到市场里面去帮忙我爸爸妈妈。
But do you know that I have never once went to the market to help with my parents?
原因就是我爸爸告诉我们，做卖鱼太辛苦了。
The reason is because my father told us that that being a fish merchant is a very hard work.
他不希望我跟他一样，他希望我去读书。
He did not want me to become like him. He wants me to go study.
所以我们家里面的人都是一样，就是。努力读书就是这样子，就影响我们每一个人。
So every member in our household, then study hard and wanted to become educated.
我相信为什么雅各他会相信神的应许必定实现呢？就是因为他看见他爷爷跟他爸爸对神的信心。
And I that's why I believe that the reason Jacob had such a strong faith that God's promises will be fulfilled.Is because of the faith manifested by his grandfather and his father.
还有，如果你继续看下去呢，十五节里面呢，他还有讲到一句话，讲到这个神呢，他说，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神，救赎我脱离一切患难的那世界。
And continue looking at verse 15 and 16.Jacob also said that the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, and the angel who has delivered me from all harm.
一方面，雅各是从他爸爸、他爷爷里面听到有关耶和华的事情。
On one hand, he had heard about the Lord from his grandfather and his father Abraham and Isaac.
但是更重要的一点，就是他自己在他人生里面曾经经历这个神。他信实，他的实在。
But much more importantly, he was able to personally experience the faithfulness and the goodness of this Lord.
他形容这位神呢，就好像一个牧羊人一样，走在羊的前面去保护这些羊。
So the way he described this Lord is as a shepherd who walks in front of his flock to protect the flock.
他为救这些羊脱离一切的危险。
That he would deliver all these sheep from harm's way.
有的时候呢，我跟朋友介绍我们的信仰的时候呢，他会这样子回答说。
Sometimes when we share our faith with our friends, they would reply in such a way.
他说耶稣很好啊。
They would say that yes, Jesus is very good.
但是佛教里面的佛呢，也是很好啊。
But similarly, Buddha in Buddhism is also very good.
我知道他们简直说讲到耶稣很好是很客气的，所以他简直告诉我。
And I know that when they say that, yeah, Jesus is very good, is a polite way of answering to me.
我没有去研究其他宗教很多。
I have not studied other religions very much.
但是呢，我想问这些简直回答的人。
But I want to ask people who give me this sort of answers one question.
就是你所信的佛有没有好像一个牧人一样曾经引导你保守你脱离一切的患难呢？
The God that you have believed in away from Christianity, has that God protected you, guide you, like a shepherd with his flock?
我们的神有
，Our God has。
基督教跟其他宗教最大的分别，就是基督教不是一个思想。
So the biggest difference between Christianity and other religions is that Christianity is not a philosophy, it's not a person's thought.
基督教是一个关系，是人跟神的一个关系。
That Christianity is about a relationship. It's a relationship between a person and the God.
是一个关系，是你每一天可以经历的。
And this relationship is something that you can experience every single day.
如果你给耶稣一个机会，就是你去相信他，他也会带领你，好像一个牧人一样。
So if you give Jesus a chance by first trying to experience him, then he will be leading you like a shepherd.
因为我们的神是一个有眼睛可以看，有耳朵可以听的一个神。
Because our God is one with eyes that can see and with an ear that can hear.
很多人呢，他好像知道我是一个牧师。又是从前做代脑的，现在变成一个牧师，他们都会很好奇的问我问题。
And people who know about me as a pastor, and my background as a computer science engineer, they would often ask me questions.
他觉得我这个转变呢很惊人。
They would find this kind of a change in a profession very astonishing.
有一些人呢都好奇的问我。
Some people would ask me curiously.
你念神学院的时候，教会供你念书。
So when you were studying in a seminary, did the church provide for you?
我说当然没有啊。
I said, of course not.
我要告诉他呢，其实当时就是02年的时候呢，其实的确是一个很大的转变。
But the change was very dramatic back in 2002.
因为我们两个人呢，原本都有一份工作。
Because both me and my wife had jobs at the time.
两个人呢，同时进神学院念书。
And both of us were entered the seminary to study at the same time.
两份工作就变成半份工作，因为我太太一半，我就没有工作，我太太就做一半时间。
So when we entered seminary, two jobs became half of a part-time job. Because I didn't have a job anymore, and my wife was working part time.
念到第四到第五年的时候呢，两个人都没有工作。
In years 4 and 5 in the seminary, nobody had a job.
因为我希望 Audrey 呢，就是我太太，快一点念完。
Because I was hoping my wife Audrey would finish quickly.
但是呢，我发觉我们的神真是一个真实的神呢。
But I really experienced that our God is a good God.
他真是一生牧养我们的。
But he truly shepherded us the whole time.
我们生活一点缺乏都没有。
And there was no shortage in our lives.
我体重一磅都没有减少。
I did not lose a single pound of my body weight during that time.
的确有一个时间呢，我们银行里面只有几百块。
It is true that there was a time when there were only a few hundred dollars in our bank account.
但是神就是这样子带领我们。
But that's exactly how God had led us faithfully.
有的时候就是 Audrey 从前的公司找他回去帮忙一两天。
And sometimes Audrey's former employer would invite her back to work for a couple of days.
最后一年我在找教会，他在等我的时候，他又回去他旧的公司里面工作。
So during the last year when I was searching for a church to serve in, she went back to her old job and worked part time.
在每一次你可以说我们走投无路的时候，我都想起这句话。
So you may say that every time when we feel like we have no way out.I would remember this particular verse.
就是在拿鸿书一章第七节。
And that's in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 7.
他说耶和华本为善。
The Lord is good.
这句话的意思就是英文翻译的比较好，就是我们的神呢是一个善良的神，他不会害我们的。
And in the English translation basically says that our Lord is a good God and will not harm us.
在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认着哪些投靠他的人。
And the Lord will provide a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him.
神的应许比钱更可靠。
God's promises are much more dependable than money.
这个就是为什么当雅各他离开世界之前，他把他最宝贵的东西，就是神的应许，再一次告诉他的儿子们。
And that is why Jacob, before he departed from this world, that he would give the most, his most valuable possessions, which is God's promises, to his descendants.
你我不知道你喜不喜欢玩一个游戏叫大富翁。
I don't know if you like to play this game called Monopoly.
我玩的时候呢，会很投入。
When I play, I can be really into it.
我会为了这些换句的钱呢，很紧张的。
And sometimes I get very involved with exchanging these fake money.
如果呢，我不信，踏进人家的这条街上面呢，我会很生气的，因为要交租给他嘛。
So sometimes I get so involved I will become upset when I land on someone else's property because I have to pay rent.
如果他好像他借了我这个钥匙，我不能全拿到这个钥匙呢，我也很生气的。
And sometimes I would be upset when I would have a majority of one color of properties, but then somebody else would come in and take the last property from that color series.
我会以牙还牙。
I would repay that person tooth for tooth.
当我很有钱的时候呢，我会拿这些换句的钱呢，在好像一把扇的时候再圆掉我有多少钱。
So when I at times when I have a lot of these money, then I would spread it out. And then cool myself down like a little hand fan and try to show off how much I have.
结果有一次我太太觉得我太过分了，从此以后她就不跟我玩了。
Finally, after one game, when my wife thought that I was being too much, then she refused to play with me ever again.
你觉不觉得我很笨呢？
Do you find me being stupid?
但是我告诉你，你跟我差不多。
But I'll tell you one thing, we're all about the same.
因为我们为了我们银行的户口有户口有多少钱呢，我们会很高兴。
Because sometimes we would become very elated for the amount we have in our bank account.
好像呢，这个股市，这个享乐会影响我们的心情的。
Because, for example, the rising and fall of the stock market would also influence our mood.
我们把我们一生的精力就放在这个钱上面。
We have basically placed all our experiential journey into the money, the importance of money.
我们把我们的健康、我们的家人、我们的时间都投放在这个金钱上。
And we invested our health, our family time, and other personal time into money.
但是你有没有想过，只是钱做不了你。
But do you realize if you thought about the fact that the money cannot save you?
当你这个人生过去的时候，这些钱都是没有用的。
So when our time comes past before us.Then money is not going to do us any good.
就好像我还这个大富翁的时候，这个游戏玩完结的时候呢，这些钱都掉在地上，都没有人去收拾的。
So just like when we play the game of Monopoly, when the game is over, then the money is scattered on the floor. Nobody even cares to pick it up.
有一天，当你离开这个世界的时候，来到神的面前的时候，你会发觉。你所最爱的这些钱啊，这些房子啊，其实都对你来说是没有用的。
So one day when we depart from this world and stand before God, we're going to find out that all of our possessions, our money and our houses will not do us any good.
所以我希望今天改变你投资你的人生的计划。
So today I'm hoping that I can change your investment plan throughout your life.
我希望你把你的人生投资在一些事情是有永恒的价值的。
So I hope to convince you that you will invest in things that have eternal value.
这个就是神的应许。
And that's God's promise.
有两句应许我想提出来。
And there are two promises I want to bring out.
是每一个人都要去留心的。
And these are promises that we all have to pay close attention to.
第一个是在约翰福音三章三十六节。
The first promise is recorded in the book of John chapter 3 verse 36.
他说信子的人有永生，不信子的得不着永生，神的正怒藏在他的身上。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains in him.
第一个应许为什么这么重要？因为它影响你永恒的归属。
Why is this first promise so important? Because it decides where we end up in the eternal state.
就是你离开这个世界以后，你将来会去哪里？
In other words, once you leave this particular world, where are you going to end up?
其实我们每一个人都会为自己安排，就是好像你去旅行呢，你会预先为自己预备一个住的地方。
So I know that we can all plan for ourselves. So for example, when we take a trip, we're going to reserve hotels so we have a place to stay.
所以你怎么可能不为你永恒预备一个地方呢？
So how can we not start to prepare for our eternal residency?
这里告诉我们，如果你信耶稣的时候，你就有永生，你可以进神的国。
And here it tells us very clearly that if you believe in Jesus, you have eternal life. You can enter God's kingdom.
但是这句话还有下半节，他告诉我们，这个应许不单只影响我们将来，其实也影响我们现在。
And this promise also tells us that this it's not just our future that's affected, but our presence is also affected.
因为他说，不信子的人得不着永生。但是他还有一句话，就是神的震怒藏在他身上。
Because it tells us clearly that whoever rejects God, rejects the Son, will not see life. But in addition, God's wrath will continue to remain on him.
这个就是说，如果你今天不相信耶稣的时候，其实你就在神的愤怒底下。
Which basically says that if you don't believe in the Son, then you are remaining under God's wrath.
不单只神今天不会带领你，好像他带领一条羊一样，还有就是你更糟糕的，就是你在神的震怒底下。
So what that means is that not only you're not going to have the shepherding provided by our Lord, but you will actually remain under His wrath.
第二个应许
，The second promise
是在哥林多前书四章第五节。
And that's recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
圣经说所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，哪时个人要从神哪里得着称赞。
It says that therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what's hidden in darkness.And will expose the motives of man's hearts. At that time, each will receive his praise from God.
如果你已经肯定你有永生，
if you are affirmed that you have eternal life,
那么第二个应许对你来说是很重要。
Then the second promise should become very important to you.
这一句话基本的意思就是说，我不管人家怎么批评我。
The basic meaning of the second this verse is that we will not care too much on how we've been, what people's opinions of us may be.
最重要的是神怎么看我们。
But the most important thing is actually how we may be judged by God.
得到神的称赞是人生里面最重要的一个事情。
So being able to receive praises from our God is the most important thing in our life.
如果你要得到神的称赞的时候，你必须要知道神喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
But in order to receive God's praises, You must know what God likes and what God dislikes.
还有你不能只做外表的事情。
And you cannot just do things that only on the outside, exterior, appearance related things.
因为我们的神知道人的内心。
Because God knows our motives very well.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱主。
Dear Lord.
愿意我们每一个人都认识这两个应许，也相信这两个应许。
May every one of us will come to know these two promises, and keep these two promises.
当我们见到你的面的时候，我们不但只有永生，可以来到你的国里面与你一起。
So when we come and meet with you.It's not just the recipient of the receiving of the eternal life in your kingdom.
还有就是我们得着神的称赞。
But also that we may receive praises from you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.